Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Mozzilli steals second. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is called out on strikes. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive towards short. Spear catches it and throws to second to double up Mozzilli. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty takes first base on ball four. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona who is chasing the ball. Kingman reaches third base with a triple. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wallach. Staub reaches second base with a double. Kingman scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a pop-up towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is walked intentionally. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wallach moves to third. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mozilli strikes out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trevino moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott fires to first and picks off Scott. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Wallach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trevino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli, who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flynn. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Flynn steals second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gardenhire is walked intentionally. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gardenhier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trevino bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Mozilli moves to second. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wallach. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Mozilli scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kingman is walked intentionally. Grant Jackson now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Carter and he is out, Parrish applying the tag. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wallach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines pinch runs for Tim Wallach. Neil Allen now pitching. Brian Giles now playing shortstop. Ron Gardenhier now playing third base. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Francona hits a line drive into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White pinch hits for Chris Spear. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. John Milner pinch hits for Grant Jackson. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry White now playing right field. Mike Phillips now playing shortstop. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gardenhier hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cromartie is called out on strikes. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive towards third. Garden Hire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trevino is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Howard now playing left field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Tony Johnson pinch runs for Larry Parrish. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Flynn covering, for the out. Carter moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards third. Garden Hire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from State Olympique in Montreal.